With Montana news, I'm Megan Myskowski. The Montana Folk Festival in Butte will be postponed for the second year in a row due to COVID-19. Montana Folk Festival director George Everett says that although it's hard to predict the future, summer music festivals in July don't seem to be in the cards for 2021.
We just had to make a decision based on the situation that we saw.
He says it takes a long time to plan a big event like the festival, and there wasn't enough certainty around the safety of it in advance for them to feel comfortable moving forward with it.
Our window closed in when we could be able to put this together.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released recommendations this week for how, once vaccinated, people can start going back to things they stopped doing during the pandemic. Those recommendations still call for people to avoid crowds and wear a mask in public. Everett says the Folk Festival has attracted as many as 165,000 people, and local businesses might take a hit without that influx of visitors like they did last year.
It might not be as severe as it was last year because we'll have tourism and things will be getting a little bit back to normal.
He says plans for holding the festival next year are already in the works. When asked what he misses most about the Folk Festival, he had this to say.
Oh, the evening performances are the best, you know, like the blues on the original stage.
I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night.
Albert Lee performed here, and that was just a killer. Shamika Copeland.
I'm a wild, wild woman, and you're a lucky man.
Just some of the blues performers. The blues guy from Chicago's bus driver.
That's my missus from Mississippi. That's my baby.
Everett says it'll be tough missing the festival for the second year in a row.
Oh, I went and took pictures of the empty original mine yard last year and just cried my eyes out. You know, it's just a sad sight to see.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.